day.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fiendish, flu shot, fanatics. Oh my gosh, they're now going to have to run for cover because it's admitted. The flu shots cause neurological damage. No surprise to anybody that's been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for years, but every once in a while we go back to the old media or the old scientists where they go, aha, they were right. Guess who else was right? The guy, Mike Adams, the health ranger. And, of course, naturalnews.com. I didn't know he'd have a moment today, but we just heard from him, and surprise, surprise, he's going to be joining us in just a moment. And we're going to be covering a lot of the stories, including that breaking one I mentioned last hour that'll be up soon about the a lot of things that are being revealed about the Rossum raid. Remember, I covered last hour the fact that zero deaths or injuries over the two-year period where they were, you know, doing this sting operation. Millions of dollars of wasted money by this Saker. I don't even know. She's a faker. And she's a rabid environmentalist. What is that? I mean, here we got the big agribusinesses, the chemical agribusinesses, the multinational corporations, the chemical agribusinesses. They're polluting the environment with the stuff that they put in the milk alone. And she says, well, I'm an environmentalist. So I'm going to go after you raw milk people. Fresh milk. We can't have that. You know, she must not read the Bible at all. I mean, I think it was written in there. That's the way they drank milk all those years. Well, of course, that could be another attack. And then the media ignoring completely. Ron Paul wins the Values Voter Summit straw poll, and it doesn't exist. Herman Cain comes in second. He's on all the news media outlets. The complete stealth attempts, or the attempts that are not so stealthy, to make Ron Paul stealth continues. And we'll talk more about that this hour as well. Also, there may be a moment of duh if we have time to cover it, but the link of swine flu vaccines or vaccines causing neurological damage, also fluoride being pulled out of the drinking water, occupying Wall Street. Can we occupy the Fed, please? Also, the federal attack on medical marijuana, or we should call it cannabis more appropriately. Eric Holder, Department of Justice, said, we're not going to go after you. Now they're going after you, going after everybody in that. So there's a lot on tap this hour. The phone number, if you'd like to be part of the program, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. But first, how many people died in the 2 years at Rossum that they've been doing this thing? Zero. How many people died on a daily basis due to FDA drugs? Daily, during the time of that sting operation for 2 years. At the bare minimum, 290 people a day in the United States were dying every day. They ignored that completely. So how many people in Los Angeles County? Could have been upwards of 2,148 people in America dying every day. To comment and more on this story, my good friend, the health ranger, he also has naturalnews.com and naturalnewsradio.com, where you can hear the Robert Scott Bell Show an additional 5 days a week, which is really awesome. Mike Adams joins me now back on the show. Mike, welcome back.
Hey, Robert, great to join you today. Great to be back on GCN today. You're just doing fantastic work there. And this story that you mentioned, it is live now up on Natural News. It's the headline story. So your listeners can check it out there if they want to read more details beyond
Beautiful.
What we talk about here.
That's great, because it wasn't even up when we started today. So we're breaking it big. Breaking it big right now. Natural News has gotten the additional information on the Rossum raid. So, you know, like I said, I shared a little bit of it. I even gave the honeydew list. I called it. You call it to-do. It's the honeydew. Honey, please do this. Call them, let them know. But what are we finding out about this so-called environmentalist prosecutor? How could she be an environmentalist when she's attacking the most environmental, sane, and humane way to grow animals?
Well, it's extraordinary. What this story is really about is the gross misappropriation of government authority and government power. Now, the DA, the district attorney, and that's the office from which this woman, Kelly Saker, operates, or Sacker. I don't even know
I
how
call
to
her Faker.
Her last name.
Yeah, Faker. Call her Faker. Yeah.
But this office is supposed to protect the people of L.A. County, protect them from the murderers, the rapists, the con artists, the real estate fraudsters, and so on. Instead, under the direction of this woman, Kelly Faker, they are using what has to amount to millions of dollars in taxpayer money to run these infiltration, spying campaigns, covert surveillance, intense hidden cameras. We're talking over 1,000 pages of discovery documents that were just turned over to the defendants. And this is all being done in the name of protecting the public. Are you kidding me? Over milk and cheese? When there are murderers running loose in L.A. County. I mean, even but behind the scenes, by the way, I didn't put this in the story, but behind the scenes, I've spoken to L.A. cops who are just completely incensed with this. They can't believe it. They say, we're trying to go after hardcore criminals, and these people over here in the DA's office are wasting money going after milk?
Yeah, I mean, you've got sense in the police force itself going, dude, I was hired to do a job. My job is not to chase people who want to drink raw milk.
Well, exactly. I mean, frankly, this is an embarrassment to all of law enforcement in L.A. County. This should be an embarrassment to the DA's office there. They should fire this woman because she is, in my opinion, she is a total sociopath who uses government power to go after innocent Americans. But the bigger story here, which I know you've covered this angle, is that this is indicative of the government we have today, because this is not just an isolated case. This is what we see with the DEA, with the ATF, with the USDA. I mean, you name a regulator, a government department, and I can tell you a similar type of scam that they're running against innocent people. It's everywhere in government today.
Yeah, I call the Rossum Raid documents that you're now revealing through your report that they're actually revealing a big pharma-sponsored terrorist network infiltrating all levels of government. The terrorists aren't overseas. They're in our government. They're our government officials. They're people, in my opinion, like Kelly Saker Faker, who are going after Americans who simply want to eat food unadulterated by the government. But when the government calls the food adulterated, they want to put you in jail for 10 years.
Well, yeah, and at the same time, don't forget the government says, well, you can eat all the genetically modified foods, even though those are totally experimental genes. It's never been really tested for human consumption. You can eat all that. You can eat these food additives, artificial food coloring, chemicals. You can eat aspartame. You can eat MSG. No problem. But God forbid you actually go out and try to buy some raw goat's milk for your baby because you can't breastfeed for some other reason. You're trying to save your baby's life. And Kelly Saker Faker is going to come along with her spies and her covert cameras. And she's going to arrest you and throw you in prison and then feed you textured vegetable GMO protein in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the poisoning of the population, whether they're outside of prison or inside, they want you poisoned. They want you intoxicated, which is all the more surprising. Another story you covered in Natural News, Pinellas County in Florida has pulled out the fluoride. This is a really positive thing that's happening in light of the craziness within the Kelly Sakers that have this obsession with going after Americans who simply want to be left alone.
It's an incredible story, and it shows the victory that is achievable when we shine the spotlight on fraudulent science and government corruption. You know, we, the alternative news community, which includes you, includes me, includes GCN and the Alex Jones Show and many other important players. Everywhere we shine the spotlight, we win. Remember Julie Bass up in Oak Park, Michigan? She was facing 90 days of jail time for planting vegetables in her own front yard. Charges were dropped. Marianne Godboldo arrested in Detroit after a 12-hour SWAT team standoff because the state was trying to kidnap her daughter because she refused to feed her daughter psychiatric drugs, right? Charges were dropped. Everywhere that fluoride is brought out into the light of what it really is, sometimes over 100 different toxic chemicals under the label of fluoride being dumped into the water supply without any evidence that it's helpful. In fact, there's evidence that it's harmful. Everywhere that that's happening, they're overturning the fluoride. it's just time and time again, Robert. The good news is that we are winning, and as we continue to shine the light and raise awareness on these issues, and liberty and truth is going to win out over the corruption and over the fraud that has been dominating America for the last, I don't know, 100 years, it seems.
Well, and that's why I had to sort of laugh after Ron Paul wins the Values Voters Summit straw poll, which used to sort of mean something, but the moment he wins a poll, it's worthless and meaningless. It can't be reported upon. But I said this, you know, within the social networks, media, just overturning these old thought boards, because it can be frustrating. You know, a lot of people that like Ron Paul get frustrated. I was like, don't get so frustrated. Just realize that they are no longer the media that they think they are. The media is you. It's me. It's all of us. And we are the new media. And literally, if you have a social network, if you have a neighbor and a neighborhood, literally by becoming an example for liberty, for health, freedom, and talking to your friends, now being vocal about it, it's not that we can wake everybody up. There's never going to be a point in time where on planet Earth where everybody's awake. This is just the nature of the planet. But we can literally, and we are making a difference every day that we're speaking out in this way.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Alternative media like you and I and GCN, we are to the conventional media as superfoods are to microwaved Kraft macaroni and cheese.
That's great.
We are the source of information for people who are intelligent, who are informed, who are critical thinkers, who are lovers of liberty, people who are going to make a huge difference in the future society. Mainstream media is for the dumbed down masses who have no clue what they're doing and they don't really want to know because it's just too much info for them.
Mike, do you have time to stick around for one more segment?
You bet I do.
Oh, what a great surprise today. The Health Ranger joins me out of the blue. We're bringing health, freedom, and liberty to all those who are ready to hear the message right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links, including to that story just released on Natural News at robertscottbell.com. We're coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 7th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $16.5280. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.9402, $8.4701 for a half ounce, or $4.2350 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.9402, $8.4701, and $4.2350.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, put your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care. The Drudge Report linked a very interesting a video of Occupy Atlanta. Again, this was an offshoot of the Occupy Wall Street thing we've covered a little bit here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'd rather occupy the Fed than Wall Street. They just operate because the Fed allows and provides all the tools that government can become criminal and everything else. But having said that, I'm just reviewing this video on the break, and I saw it on Drudge, didn't get a chance to look at it. Mike Adams, the health ranger, is here with me to talk about it as well. This is really bizarre. You've got these people shaking their hands like they're at a revival. A guy's telling them what to believe. Where is individualism and thought forms coming from each of us to say, hey, I want liberty versus, oh, let me get in a collective mass situation and be hypnotized? What's going on out there, Mike?
Well, this is a really important video for people to watch. I'm about to post it up on naturalnews.tv within probably by the time your show is done so they can find it there or probably search for it on YouTube. The thing is, this video shows a collectivist hive mentality, almost like a hypnotic trance ritual where the leader, this sort of collectivist leader, is on a loudspeaker and he says a sentence or he says a few words, the crowd repeats those words. He says a few more words, the crowd repeats those. And he's telling them how to think and what to feel. And when they spontaneously erupt in applause at one point, he actually chides them and says, don't applaud, because if you clap, you might make too much noise and drown out the voice of someone else that wants to be heard, even though this guy's on a loudspeaker.
Wow.
So it is. And then at one point, a woman stands up and she says that they're debating whether they should let Representative John Lewis speak. And I think ultimately they decided that he shouldn't speak. And the woman says that even if we let him speak, it doesn't mean he's better than anyone else. So there is this, we are all equal mindset.
Yeah.
This
hive
runaway
mentality.
Collectivism.
Yeah, and this is what concerns me about this movement to occupy Wall Street. Not that all the Wall Street people are really, honest guys, but whatever. The point is, where do these things source? Where's the real origin of the problem? And it isn't freedom that brought us this problem about. This is what they always say. Well, you deregulated Wall Street. No. They actually monopolized the money printing back with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. This could have been predicted and was, in fact, predicted by many, including Congressman Ron Paul, talking about this. And so you've got the so-called conservative Tea Parties, those that still maybe have integrity within the Tea Party that haven't been corrupted, are going, gee, I don't know if I want to be involved. I don't like what's going on in Wall Street and the Fed, but these people make me very uncomfortable about getting behind whatever Occupy Wall Street is.
Well, I do want to encourage people who are in the Fedders and so on to get out there, because a lot of the people protesting are talking about, let's end the Fed. Let's bring some economic reality back to Wall Street and America. But there are certainly elements that are very almost Marxist or communist runaway collectivism that are at work. And the reason why this is important and why we have to be so careful is because, look, I believe the current system is headed for collapse. And I think most of your listeners probably agree with that.
Yes.
Just because a system collapses doesn't mean that what we're going to get afterwards is automatically better. If we let these collectivists run in and take control after the collapse, we could end up with a brave new world. I mean, we could end up with something far worse than what we have today. So we've got to get Ron Paul supporters out there before, during, and after the collapse to help rebuild a society based on freedom and liberty, not collectivist centralized command from a maybe they're going to make Michael Moore president. Imagine that.
Yes, I know. This is a guy who doesn't know anything about nutrition and then comments about inequities in health care. And, I remember seeing his movie Sicko, and there were some things that were viable and right about it. But in so many ways, he goes off the mark in that in understanding. That's where these people, it's like, do I say that they're evil people with evil intent? No. I mean, they're probably misguided do-gooders, as we say, but that can, the end result could be evil when you basically then begin imprisoning people who love liberty, who like individual liberty and say, listen, I want to help people, but on my own terms. I don't need the government telling me how or when or where or that I can't help people. And that's a big problem. They don't believe helping people is possible without government forcing people in this way.
Well, yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up, because if you look at human history, all tyranny has come out of good intentions. You know, some people, I'm sure Hitler looked in the mirror and said to himself, I'm going to create order out of chaos and help people. It was a delusion, but all tyranny is built on this delusion of good intentions. What Jefferson knew and what our founding fathers knew is that good intentions alone are not enough. You have to distribute power away from the centralized, corruptible authorities and into the hands of sovereign individuals. That's where real freedom must come from. And that's why Jefferson was such a genius, because he saw this, hundreds of years ago before people today who still don't get it.
Right. So, well, exactly.
We got to be careful. We could slide backwards.
Yeah. Well, and of course, I think we're unnerving. You know, it's not just, that this new media, but the people waking up. Like I said, Pinellas County removing fluoride. That's already going to raise consciousness simply by not having that assault coming in through the water supply to diminish our ability to think clearly, independently, and ask questions. And we're going to see more and more of that. And then suddenly the veil is lifted and people that weren't with us suddenly go, oh, my gosh. It was there all the time. They didn't know. And then what do you do? Are you willing to hold out a hand to them, or are you going to remain angry at them because right now they're still asleep?
No, I agree with you. We're about waking people up and then helping them learn to understand. Let's teach them some Austrian economics. Let's teach them about an honest gold-backed money supply. Let's teach them why the Second Amendment exists. It's not to go out and hunt. It's to protect the people from the tyranny of governments, which throughout history have overrun freedom. I mean, the only reason the people don't totally support, you know, those out there who don't support Ron Paul today, is just because they don't know yet. If they really understood history, they would automatically support Ron Paul, because they would understand he's the only one who embodied the principles of liberty that are necessary to ensure a strong future for this country or any country.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, as we wrap up here this half hour, Mike, I just want to reiterate, we're all covering, you know, Jeffrey Smith's effort. We're all involved in that with the GMO labeling and the rallies for the right to know that are going to be happening next week this time. And I'll be broadcasting live from one of those events in South Florida in Hollywood. But you're covering on Natural News, as well as raise some money and match some money in support of these efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. We've already raised, I think our readers and us together have raised almost $30,000 for Jeffrey Smith and the IRT to fight GMOs. We're going to continue those efforts with the Organic Consumers Association. We're going to support raw milk food freedom. We're going to support hemp farming freedom in America. We're going to support the ending prohibition of medical marijuana, because that's another big scam that the government uses to run tyranny over the people. We're going to be here continuing to fight, just as you are. So I appreciate you having me on today. And folks, check naturalnews.com for more details every single day.
Yep, and we've got it linked up, of course, as we always do, at robertscottbell.com. And if you can't get enough of the show one day a week here on GCN, guess what? Thanks to Mike and Natural News Radio, we're on 5 additional days a week. And you can listen 24/7 every day, a new show at noon Eastern will kick in there. But the archives are there. You got hundreds of hours to catch up on. Thank you, Mike Adams, for joining me today on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. Great to be with you.
We'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body
and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Life Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP, by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP, by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse, by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl, and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Once again, last week, or should I say next week, I mean, we covered so many things. I don't know, time machine, the flux capacitor's working again, I'm going everywhere. Rally for the Right to Know, happening maybe in a city near you. My Facebook friends know, I'll link up to that. Also, I'll have it on the blog at robertscottbell.com, so you can learn what the biotech industry is putting in our food. And this coincides next Sunday, in fact, we'll be live from the event in Hollywood, California. No, Hollywood, Florida. You see, not only time, it's space, too. Time, space, continuing, collapsing in on itself. Why? Because they've admitted that the flu shot is bad for you. And it creates a lot of nasty, nasty things, including narcolepsy. Not to make fun of narcolepsy, people falling asleep, just out of the blue. But neurological disorders now conclusively linked to the vaccine, swine flu in particular. The nation of Finland has now openly admitted that the swine flu vaccine conclusively, using their own language there, causes narcolepsy, a chronic nervous system disorder that makes people uncontrollably fall asleep. Now, what do you do if you happen to go into a corner drugstore? You happen to go into a corner drugstore and you see that they're giving flu shots. Do you say anything? Do you stay quiet? Well, I don't want to mess around. I don't want to make anybody mad at me. I mean, is it now time? Do we have an obligation to speak out against flu shot tyranny, the dangers of the flu shot? I'm just asking. I'm not saying one thing is right for you or not to do it or not. But at some point, do we not have an obligation to point out that, hey, you know, your tire is flat or about to be. It looks like it's leaking so that you can pull over, check the tire, make sure it's not going to just have a blowout. I mean, isn't that a good thing to do, a good Samaritan? And yes, I realize being a good Samaritan is risky. I mean, there are people that it happens all the time. You pull over to the side of the road and, you know, to help somebody that's broken down, and you can end up being, you know, harmed yourself. It's a very risky thing. Everybody needs to make their own decision about these things. But the flu shot now being linked to neurological disorders, it's huge that they've acknowledged it. I mean, we know it, but the whole, you know, so your friends that don't believe us, they can go, hey, look, it's the medical mafia. They admit it. Narcolepsy isn't the only side effect. By the way, there's a link up to this story at Natural News at robertscadbell.com. Narcolepsy isn't the only side effect now admitted to be caused by the swine flu. 76 of the 79 children also suffered, that they tested here, hallucinations and paralyzing physical collapses. Oh, it's not enough that they fall asleep uncontrollably, but the fact that they now are hallucinating and having paralyzing physical collapses. I'm telling you, the vaccine industry is as evil as anything that's ever been made. And I realize it goes back to the Jenner dude, and I covered it. In fact, we are wrapping up about 10 hours of audio, exclusive audio, that John Rappaport and I have been working on for a number of weeks now, getting it ready to fold out, and we'll be getting it out through Natural News as well, a special seminar that will be the seminar to end all seminars on giving you all the tools you need to know, need to do, and need to have to combat the vaccine hysteria, the scientism, the religious cult-like lack of logic involved in promoting vaccines, so that you can no longer fall prey and get narcolepsy or other neurological issues. Even though the link between swine flu vaccines and permanent neurological damages now in children is now openly admitted by the Finnish government, where's the talk of halting this unscientific ritual of injecting children with flu shots in the first place? I mean, come on, where you think you make the link, you go, well, we might should rethink this, right? But if that were to happen, it would have happened in 1975 and 76 under the Gerald Ford administration, when the swine flu vaccines created thousands of more injuries than there were people harmed by the swine flu itself. Guillain-Barré and many other neurological issues. It's not like it's been unknown. It's known. But the vaccine industrial complex needs this because the pharmaceutical industrial complex needs this. Why? Because without it, they can't keep you locked in a slave state, not only mentality, but physicality of dependence upon all the drugs that they're going to throw at you because of the side effects or direct effects of the vaccines that they now acknowledge. At least in Finland they do. What will you do about that? Well, we'll find out. More on fluoride. There's a moment of duck coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with me. Go to robertscottbell.com. In case you miss anything, you can hear the replay as well. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I gave out a honey-do list last hour. Isn't that the sweetest way to say it? Honey, please do this instead of you get off your tushy and get out there and do something. Right? Well, wives will do that to their husband. Get off your tushy. Get out there. Take out the trash. Okay? We want to take out the trash. Like Kelly Saker in the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office for going after Rossum, a two-year, million-dollar, multi-million-dollar debacle to go after people who are harming no one. Private buying club. And somebody called and said, hey, can you give that number again? There's a whole bunch of numbers because there's a hate crime unit, the Consumer Protection Division. There's a Bureau of Community Relations. There's Major Crimes Division. I mean, there's so many places to call, including an email. But the basic DA office number, if you want to call and say, hey, what are you guys doing wasting money like this in Los Angeles? Or maybe your own municipality if they're going after raw milk. Here's the number. Write it down. 213 area code, which is the old Los Angeles area code there. 213-974-3512. 213-974-3512. If you want to let your voice be heard, they're probably not going to answer you on a Sunday. But if you want to let them know otherwise, go to robertscottbell.com. In today's show notes, all of the phone numbers are there, so you can call every one of them and let them know how you feel about this. Instead of, you know, like even the police, as the health ranger Mike Adams said, the police are beside themselves going, why are we going after people who want to drink real fresh milk that is unadulterated by, I don't know if they're saying it that way, but why? I mean, there are criminals on the streets of L.A. and they're worried about you because you want raw milk. Come on, man. This is something that is astounding to me, but can only happen in a city that is drinking still loads of fluoride-containing water. Unlike Pinellas County, where they now have voted to remove the toxic fluoride from the water supplies of over 700,000 Floridians. This is good news. There's still a lot more work to be done. But now 700,000 less people are going to be contaminated with the neurotoxic, neurodampening waste product of bauxite aluminum mining. That's right. They'll no longer be forcefully medicated. And it is medication, all you moms and dads out there. If you're not pulling that stuff out of the tap water, my gosh, along with the chlorine, do something to reduce your exposure to this heavy metal intoxicating form. And I say it that way because if you're consuming fluoride, it actually increases the uptake of heavy metals coming through the pipes or wherever else there may be heavy metals. Increase. We don't have enough mercury. right? We don't have enough mercury coming in through vaccines, like the flu shot. We don't have enough mercury coming in through the kids with dental amalgams, the mercury amalgams that they pretend are silver when they're mostly mercury. The St. Petersburg Times reported that the 4-3 vote, the commission decided to cease adding toxic fluoride to the county's water system. Guess what? You can argue this on pure, simple economics. What do you mean, Robert? What do you mean? It's not an economic issue. It's a toxic issue. No, it's also an economic issue. Guess how much Pinellas County is going to save every year? $205,000 Federal Reserve Note dollars a year. And at a time when the tax revenues are dropping because the people have no money, they're foreclosed on their homes because the banksters, the Federal Reserve-inspired banksters, are foreclosing on you with loans. They lend you nothing. They lend you nothing. They have no risk. You understand, in a mortgage loan, there is no risk to the banksters. Because even if you basically run away from your mortgage and it goes into default, they take the home, they still have that. Even if the home ain't worth it, guess what? The U.S. taxpayer bails them out. Toxic assets. That includes fluoride. Because only fluoride could have precipitated this idiocy, this lunacy, where we would abandon common sense. Now, I don't know what happened exactly in 1913. I do know a lot of what happened. You can read The Creature from Jekyll Island. A lot have written on it. But was it fluoride in the water at that time? They really snuck this Federal Reserve Act through, and it's decimated the integrity of these United States and the people in it, along with fluoride making it worse. Now, Pinellas County is big. It's not like a little tiny municipality. It's the heart of the Tampa Bay metro area. And this is an amazing, amazing thing. But it's not that it's unprecedented either, because Pasco County in Florida is right next to it with 500,000 people. They don't add fluoride to the water supply. Were the people there? Were their teeth falling out? Were the cavities coming and going like there's no tomorrow? No! And in fact, for those that would argue that fluoride can help prevent cavities, I would argue just the opposite. That fluorosis is a modeling of the teeth, a discoloration, a weakening of the dentine, of the actual integrity of the tooth. There's no place in the water supply for drugs like fluoride, toxic medicines. But then again, they continue to insist that drugs are perfectly okay for kids. Yeah, they're a little hyperactive. Here, take this toxic medicine. One of them is actually fluoride-based as well. Listen, we got a lot more healing to do and a little bit of time to do it. There's a moment of duh. Ladies, you thinking of getting pregnant and having kids? I'll tell you what you should do, but you probably already know it. But it is our moment of duh for the week. Stay with us. Coming right back after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829.
34, no tax.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, wrapping up today's show. We got a little bit of time left, and I'm glad you're here with me. Remember, if you miss anything, robertscottbell.com. We've got the links to all the things, and GCN thankfully plays this even afterwards throughout the week, so you don't have to miss anything. We dissolved or destroyed or whatever. We told you about the PSA tests today and what they really are and what they really indicate. We had Mike Adams on as well, which was a blast. And from time to time, though, we have to point out some things that are so obvious. It's just shocking that it would take a study to figure this out. But these are the things that I don't know what else you're going to call them, but...
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh. This week's Moment of Duh is so doubtful. It's just a study actually found this. That women who eat better, wait for it, what happens? Women who eat better in a diet leading up to pregnancy, better diet leading up, what happens? They have fewer babies with birth defects. No, say it isn't so. Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we had been advocating the Twinkie get yourself ready to get pregnant diet, thinking that that would reduce birth defects. Come on! What was I thinking? This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yes, they did a study and found out that a healthy diet is tied to fewer birth defects. Researchers found that fewer babies were born with brain and spine problems called neural tube defects, as well as cleft lip and cleft palate when moms-to-be more closely followed either a Mediterranean diet or the food guy pyramid, whatever that is, right? We've been through that. But did we not already know? I mean, this was new. Somebody still had to do a study. Well, we weren't really sure, Robert. We just had to conduct one more study just to be sure in case the Twinkie diet really was the way to go. We didn't want to get anybody to just quickly drop the junk food just in case that that could be more beneficial. The bottom line, according to Reuters Health, for women who are pregnant or may get pregnant, eat a variety of foods, including, guess what, a lot of fruits and veggies. No! How about whole grains? Well, they didn't even say whole grains. How about organic non-GMO grain? Well, no, they didn't say that either. They said vitamin supplements that contain folic acid. Well, how about the real whole food form of folate, which would be even better? Which, by the way, you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Amazing that is. Also, those that are prepping to get pregnant, please detoxify your body as much as possible prior to getting pregnant by many means, including selenium. Homeopathic detoxifying drainage remedies. How about increasing your glutathione levels? Utilize the One World Whey protein that we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stephen Huer, man, he's a good guy. He's got this out there for you. There are so many ways that you can do this that do not rely upon what? The Twinkie diet, right? That we used to think, oh yeah, that'll protect children from having birth defects. This is amazing, but it can only be called a moment of duh. Now there's another sort of semi moment of duh that builds off of this. Just saw this off of Fox News. I think this off of My Health News Daily. It's called, Are Probiotics Safe for Kids? Well, gee, I've been giving probiotics to my kids almost since they were born. And since they're ridiculously healthy, maybe I should have drugged them. But no, probiotics are actually working. Now, in the story, it's all about, well, it's in yogurt with food coloring and aspartame. I don't know. But they're talking about foods laced with good bacteria. Oh, we laced it with good bacteria. It almost sounds negative the way they're covering this story. In general, they say giving probiotics to your kids is not harmful, but there's not a lot of proof it does much good either. Oh, my gosh! There's no proof for anything because we say it. We're the old media. Is it any wonder that you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show? Is it any wonder that you read Natural News every day? Because you can't believe the lies in the old media. Look, they ignore Ron Paul. That's all you have to do is know what they're doing there. So far, studies looking at the effects of probiotics on other gut disorders, including IBS, have not consistently shown a benefit. How about healing the gut itself? Now, of course, I use the probiotics, Dr. O'Hara's, that I get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. But whatever brand you use, it's only as good ultimately as the terrain that it can help create. And, of course, that's why I like the Dr. O'Hara's, because it actually comes with its own food. It helps to reestablish the healthy terrain. And if you need more aggressive action in restoring integrity of the terrain, then I utilize the bioactive silver hydrosol form with aloe vera, drive it into the gut to heal the tissue. Because just as sure as you can get a cut or a scrape on your skin outside, this is occurring within the gut lining, on the gut lining, creating inflammation because of the additives and the preservatives, the toxic pesticide, all of these residues, the vaccines, the antibiotics are destroying the flora, destroying the forest. So even if you throw the good guys back in there, they may not be able to colonize because there's nothing to colonize. You send them into a desert wasteland. So heal the tissue, L-glutamine. All of these things are available. You're not going to see this in the old media. They're going to tell you, yes, probiotics are good, sort of, but we don't know. We don't want to make a leap there without any additional science. Of course, we don't wait for them. We don't need their permission. You don't need their permission. But it's time that we now start thinking not as a collective, not as the Borg, but as individuals capable of assessing information and making common sense decisions. Those things that government bureaucrats and agencies, whether they be on the federal, state, or local levels, can't conceive of you having any common sense. That is why Kelly Faker Saker in Los Angeles in the district attorney's office went after Rossum for 2 freaking years, wasting millions of taxpayer funds that could have been better used to help the poor, whatever, rebuild infrastructure, whatever. Anything would be better than going after people that want to drink raw, real milk. We've got to put up with this nonsense. You see that the rebellion is on? The rebellion, and the good guys are the ones rebelling. They're saying, conscientious objection. I am not buying into your garbage that RBGH-infested, antibiotic-infested foods, GMO-infested foods are the way to go. Can you go, like, the next time if you think you got to go out to the mall and eat at one of those national chain, you know, food stores that serve up national cheesecakes or whatever, can you go in next time and say, hey, do you have anything on your menu that's GMO-free? Why not do that? There's another honeydew for this week. I'll cover that story and more during the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News. Check it out there at robertscottbell.com. Got the links up to all that. Hundreds of hours you may have missed. Take your time. Get there. Pace yourself. We'll be here. It's the long view that we hold. And I'm glad you're with me every week here on GCN as well. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. And I'm here to remind you, what? That the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.